From the flick of the wrist to the swish of the net, the time elapsed was approximately 2 seconds. That was just long enough for Seth Trimble to become eternal.
Dixon with five. Dixon on the drive. Kicks it corner. Trimble for the win. Yes! At the buzzer! Trimble does it! Carolina's first lead is the last! They win it! 71-68!
Trimble's three-pointer from the corner, his only long-range attempt of the entire game, sealed an epic UNC comeback and a 71-68 win against number 4 Duke at the Smith Center Saturday night. Trimble now joins Marvin Williams, Walter Davis, and Caleb Love as Tar Heel heroes on the all-time rivalry highlight reel. And afterward, amid a massive scrum of reporters, Trimble still had trouble letting the moment in.
It's a surreal feeling. It's crazy. I haven't even thought about that when I go to sleep tonight. That's the only thing that's going to be in my mind. But, you know, you dream of stuff like this. You know, I grew up watching Marcus Paige make clutch play after clutch play. I grew up watching Kobe White just get a bucket whenever it was needed. So to be able to step up in a moment like that and put myself in that history book is a surreal feeling.
And what better Tar Heel to deliver that all-time moment than Trimble? He's defied the modern trend of college basketball by staying at one school for 4 years. He's never been the star, but has remained as steady as they come, even after a freak weight room accident broke his arm in November and forced him to miss several games. Head coach Hubert Davis, who said he was still numb during his post-game press conference, said the game couldn't have ended any other way.
It happened to the perfect person, and he should be celebrated. What he's meant to me, what he's meant to this team and this program, the commitment that he has for this place. He's another person that wanted to be a part of the we. And he'll be remembered for the rest of his life in Carolina history. And I couldn't think of a better person to have that with him.
Davis has known Trimble for many years now. Derek Dixon has only been his teammate for a few months, but even the freshman, who delivered the climactic assist, appreciated the magnitude of the moment.
You know, open corner three, I got all the confidence in the world in our senior captain, and I know this game means so much to him after, you know, they lost three times last year. You know, he didn't want to lose again, he didn't want that feeling again, and I had all the trust in the world in him.
As the scrum started to wind down, the catharsis of the win finally sank in with Trimble. With his teammates streaming toward Franklin Street, Trimble began to come to grips with his new immortality.
It's crazy. I mean, like this is what I came here for, man. It means a lot. Like, I'm getting emotional, but I mean, it's what I came here for. Moments like this, games like this, and just to be that kind of player for my team means everything.
After a few more questions, Trimble was finally able to break out of the scrum and head back to a now empty UNC locker room. He changed out of his uniform, likely took a deep breath or two, and then stepped out into the world. Those were the first steps of the rest of his life. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.